Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the Body Confidence LOA Style at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and we're here every week to give you insights around how you can have better body confidence to solve some of the challenges that are going on with you. And we have a lot of our audience people email us, and as we give you our contact information, we'll share with you what somebody emailed this past week. And Sharon, I know you're there.
Yes, I am.
Okay, tell people how they can contact you and being one of your coaching sessions.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you can contact me at Sharon Shrieky at gmail.com. That's SHARON SHRIQUI at gmail.com. And, Stephanie and I, we both are offering a free super session. It's a 20-minute session that just, deals with what's going on for you. Coaching, it is all about you. And the coaching conversation is there to just, get you to realize your own solutions, which is the best ones. And how about you, Steph? What are you up to?
Well, I'm up to, I really enjoy doing these radio shows with you because there's something about having a conversation, which is the same as coaching, where you have a conversation and you realize new insights that you never knew before. Because if you're always inside your head, maybe you can figure it out, maybe you can't. So with that said, you can get me at Body Awe, BODYAWE, bodyawe.com. Click on the contact link, or you can get me at my toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, COACH, and just leave a short message, tell me how I can contact you, and I love this, Sharon, where we call this the insightful body confidence conversation. So with that said, what do you like? You like that?
I love that.
I change it every week. Insightful body confidence conversation. As coaches, we always have to, spice things up. So Sharon, I'm going to read.
Yes.
I sent this to you earlier, but I'm going to read to our audience. This wonderful person sent, I'm familiar with quick ways to reduce stress. I either go for a run or I take a deep breath. However, I think I'm carrying too much stress in my body lately. How can I tap into my body confidence that will help me fight stress? So let me just repeat that. How can I tap into lasting, this is her words, lasting body confidence that help me fight stress? Now, do you ever have stress, Miss Sharon?
Yeah, of course I do. that's the beauty of coaching conversations. We all have similar stuff. And so when, that's part of the conversation is that we share these things and there's a sort of a kinship in the coaching conversation. And we do, we all share these situations. It sounds like, hey, I've been there, and it's just a lot of things are sparking in my mind, and I know a lot of things are sparking in your mind. So can you tell me what kind of thoughts you have about this conversation that we're going to have on this? What's popping up for you?
Well, it was, I think there has to be, from a coach perspective, a journey through, first of all, can I use you as the client for a few seconds?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Sharon, you're experiencing this quote unquote stress. So first of all, give me an example or a story about what this stress is about. What's going on?
Okay, so let me think a second. Let's say, my daughter was not feeling well yesterday.
Oh.
That's my latest. Wasn't a giant stress, but, you know, I'm looking at the writer that wrote in, and what they were saying was they have, like, quick fixes for their stress, but then there's always the stresses that are like long-lasting stresses that are just like the mainstay in your life. And so let's say yesterday my daughter, it's, you know, your child might be what they're going through at the time. Yes, let's say yesterday she wasn't feeling well, and you know, with all what's going on in the world, when someone's not feeling well, we look into it, we might stress a little bit more, think about, oh, you know, I gotta watch her more and see what's going on, you know, does she have a fever? And so that was the latest thing that was going on. So I would say, let's say stress with my daughter or with my kids, that might be something that I would feel, okay, that's a long lasting one that's always there. You know, it could be triggered easily. So that's where I would go.
So as you're going there, and I'm your coach at the moment, I would ask you a question. I would always ask you a question so that you can explore within your lifestyle. So what could you do differently with yourself to, or what have you done here? I'm going to do this better. What have you done in the past where you have relieved any kind of stress? Do you have a formula?
Yes, I have a formula. I have a formula, I do a lot of self-talk.
Oh,
I do a lot of self-talk.
Oh, you're one of those talkers.
Yeah, you know, okay. Like self-talk, like I talk myself through it. You know, I like.
Okay, so tell me, give me a scenario. You're with your daughter.
Like,
she's not feeling well. So what do you do with your self-talk?
So I'll say, okay, I could, you know, if I see myself going into a pattern of, let's say, panic or, you know, worry or whatever it is, going into these patterns, I will think to myself, I'll say, hey, you know, what's going on in my body? What am I feeling? So I'm feeling worry. And I know that when we're feeling worry, our brain is not really working so well. We go into our autopilot. So I would say, what's happening? She's had colds before. She's had these situations before, and they, you know, they usually last a couple of days. Sometimes it's only even one night. And so I'll sort of put myself in a better place. And what I find is when I'm in a better place, my brain thinks clearer. And when that happens, I'm able to come up with different solutions. Hey, maybe I'll give her some vitamin C. But until that happens, where I talk myself into calming down and looking at it from another perspective, I'm in my worried brain and in my stress brain, there's no solutions. This is the end of the world. that's it. I'm done. We're done. What's going to, you know, woe to me. But when I'm able to stop and say, okay, wait a minute, look at the past. What has happened? It solves itself. It's not the end of the world. Look, you know, I talk myself through this process of calming down, and then I'm able to come up with solutions, take actions.
Now, I just want to pause here. Sharon, you know, me being the coach, you being the client, when you find yourself to be able to verbalize in a conversation to me what you do, does that make it more concrete?
Yeah, because the truth of the matter is, I'm going to tell you, yesterday would have been a great day to call you.
Okay.
I was in my head, which can be dangerous, because when we're in our head, most of the times it'll work where I could talk myself. Logic and, slowing down my mind and calming my stress. But a lot of times when we're in our heads and we're in an emotional state, it takes over and it bounces around in our brain. Once we're able to spit it out to somebody who's really listening. And I know that in coaching, there's that deep listening. It's not just, you're not just listening like just anybody would listen. You're listening and you're thinking of what you can ask for me to, what you could ask me to get me to think more and to come up with a solution.
So as you were doing your inner talk and as you were talking to me, where does body confidence come in to help you? I mean, you said I was too much in my head, blah, blah, blah. But then how did you become connected more in relationship with your body? What did you do with her? Did you meditate? Did you go for a walk?
So what I did was, first I tried to talk myself into some kind of reasonable. What happens is when we're in emotional state, and it's so funny, I just learned this, the emotion lasts for 90 seconds, really. But what really causes us to be in stress is we reactivate it in our mind. We're constantly reactivating it. So I might feel an emotion. Oh my gosh, my daughter is not feeling well. That might be 90 seconds of a thought. But then I could take that 90 seconds and drag it into hours and hours of, thinking, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? What if she has this? What if she has that? All kinds of things. That's where I go wrong. That's where we go wrong when we start to reactivate it with our thoughts. And so that's in that area, in that way, it's beautiful to be able to express it to somebody and talk about it. Because all of a sudden, once it's out of our mouth and out of our head, we're able to make sense of it and then come up with insights. And so you say, what did I do and what do I? I think that there's a whole package of long-lasting stress relief. And it's developing connections, it's laughter, it's fun, having fun, it's getting sleep, and definitely talking to somebody, even writing out your feelings, without judgment. When you speak to a coach, you're talking and that there's no judgment in the conversation. That really gets long-lasting healing for a person, that we're able to talk and know that we're not going to be judged. Breathing for sure, listening to music, these things are long-lasting,
Well, it's really extraordinary because you're bringing up to me what happened to me this morning. I had my little kitty. She was not feeling well, but I went out for my usual walk. It was hard as hell. Yeah. It really was, because I was so in my head. I got out there with my partner. He made me laugh. We laughed and we laughed.
Oh. It lowers cortisol.
Yes, that cortisol, the hormone. I mean, if I had stayed in all day, I don't think we would be having this conversation right now. I would be bunched up in a total ball. So we have to let people know who are listening. If something really strange is stressing you and is out of the ordinary of your lifestyle, move.
Yeah.
Move. I don't care how you move. You can either talk to a person, you can move outside, you can move inside. Do whatever you can. Move. So, as we wrap up today, yes, our show's a little short today because I'm a little tired of being stressed out to my normal self, to be quite frank. But really, I think we got to the point today. Sharon, tell people how they can contact you and spell your name because it's very authentic.
Yes. I will. My name is Sharon Shrieky. My email address is Sharon Shrieky, SharonShriqui at gmail.com. And Stephanie taught me that we know what it's called, and we are offering an insightful body confidence conversation. And that's like about a 20-minute conversation that we have on any topic of your choosing. Stephanie and I are available for this because we really want to put it out there. You know, we want people to experience what coaching is and how it could help them, how it could lower the stress level in your body when you're able to express what you're feeling, and the other person, you know, the coach is trained to listen without judgment, which is very, very important in the healing process and in finding your solution. And how about you, Steph?
BodyAwe.com. Click on the contact link or get me at 866-76-COACH, COACH, because basically Sharon and I really want to lead our conversations on this radio show at Law of Attraction Radio Network to really answer your questions and your challenges, because we're both competent coaches who really know how to ask the questions where you could find the answers for yourself. So I would like you to take away from this conversation is, you know, people talk a lot about stress, right, Sharon? This stress thing. What the hell is language? What is this stress thing? Okay, and everybody has a how-to formula, but basically, I think the best relief of stress is to learn strategies and techniques for yourself, but to have those conversations with your coach to really weave your concerns and answers and thoughts through that conversation. So by the time you hang up the phone or do your Zoom or Skype talk, you know what to do and we're done.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Are you good?
Yeah, I think we're good. They're good. I made a little list before our call here, and this is the list. One was develop loving connections or connections with people. That was one. Laughter. Three is fun. Sleep. Four, talk to someone. Well, that's that's what the coaching is all about. And listening to music, breathing into your belly. Those are just a few that I wrote down when I was
okay.
Thinking about.
Please tell us one more time, and then I'm going to let you go.
Sharon Shrieky at gmail.com. That's SharonShriqui. Love to hear from you guys.
But tell us the tips again, that what you wrote down.
Develop connections. Develop, I say loving connections. Connections with people. Laughter. Number two, laughter. Have fun. Play. Make sure you get 8 hours a night, if that's possible. That is a dream. That's unbelievable. Talk to somebody. Write down your feelings if you don't have anyone to talk to. But talking to someone is, better without judgment. Listening to music, breathing into your belly. Breathing into your belly. That just, all those help to lower cortisol.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Sharon, you're always on the ball, on the cutting edge, and we'll both see each other next week.
Yes.
Love absolutely. You dearly, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.